This year's Southeast Conference annual meeting will focus on energy. The Organization of Southeast Alaska Business and Government Leaders will hear about electrical grid expansion, as well as wind energy, a variety of transportation and economic development issues. The meeting is next week, and it's outside Southeast Alaska, just across the border in Prince Rupert, British Columbia. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
Southeast Conference leaders are looking forward to completion of an intertie connecting the Swan and Tyee Lake hydropower plants. The first major addition to the region's electrical grid in several years will link projects powering Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg. But they say there's far more to be done, especially for villages. Craig City Administrator John Bowling is Conference Board President.
Because those communities rely on diesel generation, they're paying a very high price per kilowatt hour. And our goal is to help facilitate the development of line extensions to these communities, especially in the near term, Hoonah and Cake.
Power line and other energy issues are among the topics for the conference meeting. The group will hear from its own energy coordinator, tribal and state officials, and developers of an offshore wind project in British Columbia. They'll also discuss the organization's work as a regional advisory council for a state Labor Department job training effort. Conference Executive Director Shelley Wright says the focus is to meet the region's occupational needs while preparing trainees for employment.
Nursing is certainly a priority in Southeast Alaska. And construction, road work. We tried to tie some of the needs in with the AGEA job descriptions because, of course, everyone, if they have an opportunity to go up north, is going to take that opportunity.
Conference members will also take up a variety of transportation, fishing, and timber issues. The annual meeting usually takes place in a southeast city, but this year it's in Prince Rupert, British Columbia, about 100 miles southeast of Ketchikan. Wright says they've met there before.
We just really have always considered Prince Rupert a partner to Southeast Alaska, as we consider the Yukon a partner to Southeast Alaska because of our borders. Skagway, the northern end of Southeast, you know, deals a lot within the Yukon. And then down at the southern end, Prince Rupert has always been a partner in economic development with Ketchikan and the people down there in the southern end.
Rupert will hold a trade export conference, including tours of its new container port, the day before the meeting begins. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.